Network.
We're going to jam in a few more phone calls here, but look at these headlines at DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. Big Sis taps hot dog sellers at Super Bowl.
2 a.m.
Look for terrorists. UN wants world tax to help the poor. Congress calls for accelerated use of drones in USA. Iran warns world of coming great event. Israel could strike this spring. Can hit all of Iran's nuclear facilities. Hackers intercept FBI Scotland Yard calls. I mean, it is getting crazy. Roseanne Barr's on next week. She's announcing she's running for president. She's a listener of the show. Hi, Roseanne. All right, and I'll be back tonight. I want to jam in a few more calls, but make no mistake, the world is getting mooey crazy. Yeah, when the bullet hits the bone. A freedom lover in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to, with your permission, I had an email exchange with one of your frequent guests, and I wanted to get your take on what he had to say to the questions that I asked him. In short, I asked him if there was a coalition of, you know, good people that have influence, you know, backed by good members of the military and police, if he actually thought the Republic, whether it could be restored to what it used to be. And with your permission, I'd like to let you know what he said.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't even know if the person said this or who it is. You can send it to me. But, I mean, just – and so what did the person say about that?
That the globalists are right on schedule with what they're doing, that the public has adapted to the changes that have already taken place, and they're, you know, living the double think of being global and still being a republic.
We have a lot of guests on who get pessimistic, and I understand why, but we're actually having great strides against tyranny, and I've proven that I know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I don't agree with everything that my guests say. A lot of guests I have on I disagree with, but just that verbiage, who is that, Alan Watt?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, Alan's really studied their writings. You can see the globalists are very arrogant and very confident. And, I mean, Alan's a really smart guy, but I think at a subconscious level, people kind of just see the master plan and think, how will the general public defeat this? It's not going to be the general public that's going to defeat it. And so it is a tough road we fight, but I mean, you can't just roll over to it. So, I've had discussions with Alan about that. I could tell that's like sounds like something he'd say. But, I mean, let's get Bob Chapman's take on that. Bob?
Well, first of all, that's an incredible answer. I don't know how you picked that out. But anyway, you have to compartmentalize what's going on, and then you have to put it all together. And most people don't have time to do that. And there's always, you know, in the background, things that very, very bright people refuse to deal with, things that they don't like.
Well, I think part of it is I have a semi-photographic memory. It used to be photographic. So I have heard that person say things word for word. That's how I knew. It's not very hard, actually, when you know it. But, I mean, I could see that's his view that, you know, it's very hard to beat them. I agree with it in a way. But, look, we don't have a choice, but it's a mind game. You will defeat them if you believe you can and take action. It's not enough to have faith. Faith and action, that's what wins any war. Bob Chapman.
I think you're absolutely right. And you keep on grinding and grinding and grinding and refusing to accept defeat, because defeat is death in this case. And so there's a lot of people that don't want to go beyond a certain level, and there's a lot of reasons why. And that's okay, because they can take it to a level, and there's higher levels that I handle, like people like yourself and myself who don't have those, we'll call them hang-ups or problems.
There's a lot
to this thing. It just isn't spotting these people and telling them what they're doing. You got to tell them the history and why they're doing it, and you do that.
All right. Well, Bob Chapman, thank you so much. TheInternationalForecaster.com. We'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
I see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. back Sunday, 4 to 6. Sorry to the other callers. Call me Sunday. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the third day of February, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back this evening with the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, obviously, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. And we, of course, will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday abbreviated transmission as well, as there's so much news. We don't take a long weekend around here. I'll be live this Sunday. Okay, where to begin? TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. And they're training school teachers to spot, and they're training gun dealers and barber shops. We've shown you the training manuals that barbers and auto mechanics and swap meet organizers are given by the FBI. And they say if someone's wearing jeans or has a cell phone or has a camera, oh, that's the big one. If someone has a camera, or if the police pull you over and you have a snorkel and mask, heaven forbid, that means you must want to blow up a dam, because that happens so often, because there's so many terrorists. Of course, if they attack Iran, Iran might actually fight back. And that's some of the headlines today. The defense secretary is quoted in the Washington Post and the publications as saying Israel is set to attack, according to the secretary of defense. I don't know if this is true. Iran in April. And Iran has been told not to defend themselves, or it is going to be the greatest evil, the most outrageous thing ever seen. And if Iran as much as lifts an arm to block those bunker-busting missiles coming in, it will be called the biggest outrage on Earth. They'll be hyperventilating on the news, screaming, pulling out of hair. Oh, my God, Iran actually defended themselves, because everybody knows. I'm not being sarcastic here. This is actually being said. A couple months ago, they were beating people in an Occupy event, and the cops charged the people with resisting for balling up. So now balling up is resisting. And I guess if Iran, if a giant missile was coming and you balled up, they'd be on the news and say, when they knew the missile was coming, they balled up. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, kill them all. Glass parking lot them. But and by the way, that five-year-old was running in the playground. Arrest them. Oh, that's Associated Press. It's an insane, sick society that we now live in. So we have that report. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search teams will be out in force before Sunday's game. The TSA has trained the gropers that'll be groping you. And your wife and children, if you're dumb enough to go to this game and put up with all the garbage. We're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, we're going to continue with our coverage of the latest developments on Fast and Furious, where the mafia government has been caught perjuring themselves before Congress, where they have been in contempt, and where they will not release any of the documents. Now, some of the documents have been leaked to CBS News and others. And yes, it was a plan to blame the Second Amendment. And if you're a new listener, just type into the search engine. Documents reveal ATF wanted to blame Fast and Furious on the Second Amendment. And it was a plan to try to take your liberties and destabilize Mexico, but also fund and arm certain drug cartels like Sinaloa that were waging war against other cartels that were not laundering their money through the proper U.S. banks, which Bloomberg also reports in just the last 2 years laundered $376 billion, just Wachovia and Wells Fargo alone. You know, Wells Fargo, the good little guy, Warren Buffett, who shut down the big oil pipeline coming into the U.S. from Canada so his trains can carry it to the West Coast of Canada to China. Again, Bloomberg and AP reported. The nice little man that says, raise taxes on the rich. He means middle class, so he can be given it in banker bailout money, as he has been. Because he became this big billionaire, because he's such a loving person. And he gives the money to Planned Parenthood, who's under criminal investigation, of course, and who's gets taxpayer money in Travis County, where I live, to pay for the abortions. And who sucks all this government money, and who on record is a eugenics outfit, even if you're for abortion. Understand, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, got awards from Adolf Hitler, and they gave him awards. And they said, we were established to kill black people because they're subhuman. And, of course, there were, according to Planned Parenthood, there are, of course, with the big scandal 3 years ago where grants were given to Planned Parenthood, and they accepted to make sure it went to abort black babies. They're like, I just want this money in the tape conversations to go to getting the black babies. And they're like, oh, we understand. Oh, yes, you can pull those up. Because, again, real fascist eugenicists don't run up in a Nazi uniform and say Sieg Heil. That's usually some federal operative, you know, trying to pass some hate law. They've been caught dressing up like Nazis for media consumption. The feds have been caught and others have on record. Just type in Nazi rally in Orlando run by feds. Nazi rally in New York run by feds. Nazi rally in Houston run by feds. Nazi rally in Salt Lake run by Fed. I mean, you'll get Orlando Sentinel, Salt Lake City Tribune. Look it up. The real Nazis have got long hair and sandals, and they mix in with the regular hippies and people that are actually against racism. They're like, women choice, trendy, And they've got that NPR voice. They've learned how to get the job done. In fact, later I'm going to get to this. stack of news, and I have some audio clips putting it all in perspective. But the Daily Caller reports, after cutting ties with Planned Parenthood, the Komen donations up 100%, which basically means they doubled. And they cut it, saying, we're only concerned with breast cancer, and there's too much controversy with Planned Parenthood. And they're under criminal investigation, so we're not going to fund them. Now, I thought I'd give you some background. We have a video clip later on this. Pelosi, Girl Scouts, relationship with Planned Parenthood, very valuable. Yeah, they teach women it's their right and sacrament to not have a man in the house and to have abortions. And again, even if you love your abortion and think it's a special goodie you have, the point is, this is all about eugenics. And then, of course, I have another clip that we'll get to later if we have, or you can just type in Pelosi and population control. And you can find her, one of the interviews was on Meet the Press, another was with CNS News. But here's a quote, contraception will reduce cost to the states and to the federal government. And then she goes on, population reduction is needed to balance the budget. Remember that 3 years ago? Now, let me just give you a background here. We've shown you actuaries, gone over the numbers that even insurance companies have put out. This is no secret that the baby boomers, there are going to be less people born to baby boomers. Baby boomers, on average, one male, one female baby boomer, on average, together, both of them together, replicate 1.3 in the United States, same number in Canada, even lower in Europe. The only reason our population has gone up is the immigrant influx, 50-plus million in the last 40 years or so. Okay? We'd be like Russia with an imploding population if there wasn't a giant immigrant flood. Okay? So, Pat Buchanan wrote a book on it, Death of the West. It's a mathematical fact. Japan's got 1.2. Italy's got 1.2. So, for two people, they have, on average, 1.2. And then I get idiotic emails every time going, how does a person have 0.2? It's in averages. Averages. Don't build strong men to deny what I'm saying, people out there. On average, baby boomers, you know, from 1946 on, the baby boomer generation, people born from the late 40s up until about 1960 or so, the baby boomer generation, people coming home from war, coming home from death, every culture has a boom after a big war. It's genetic survival mechanism. That's what the globalists are up against, by the way. They're trying to turn off our survival mechanisms, survival instincts with eugenics, teach us to hate ourselves through fake environmentalism. Look, humans are in control of themselves to a certain level, but not at base levels of survival and procreation. You're going to be defeated in New World Order. No amount of hormones in the food and water are going to turn that off, but side issue. Baby boomers' populations explode. Okay? Now they have, on average, 1.3 children. Lower in some areas of Europe and Japan, as I just mentioned. They can't now pay for the old people or take care of them. So what happens? What did the globalists say they do in the 40s? They saw all this beforehand. They said, we'll teach people to euthanize. First, it'll be your right to euthanize and kill yourself. And I don't really know who can disagree with that. I'm not for it. I'm not saying it's moral or it's good, but you're in incredible pain. You're sick of it, whatever. Nobody can stop you. But see, the state wants to be involved to turn you off and then make their decision. And that's now going on. And I've documented with Wall Street Journal writer Wesley Smith and others over the years, thousands of people on record who were paralyzed neck down, begging to live, but because the state was their ward, they're dehydrated. But that's never the poster person that the media chooses to sell this. They'll choose a Terry Schiavo, the media will, because you could debate whether she's brain dead or not. But Terry Winland, others, he could walk. He could bowl. He was in his butt, but he was brain damaged. And the state had him, and they chained his butt down and killed him better than a hammer. I mean, look up these names. Look up these people. They're, every time I cover this and open the phones up, I can open the phones up for 2 hours with nurses calling, saying right now in our hospital, there's people chained down being dehydrated. They're murdering people all over the world right now. Okay? So all you yuppies that don't want to have kids, don't want to get married, think you're having fun right now, Well, they're already announcing you're not going to get eye surgery under government health care. You're going to get a cane. You're not going to get knee surgery. They admit that's how it is in England. So this, when she says Pelosi's full of baloney, I'm going to break it more down on the other side.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
And her statements about we got to have more abortion, we got to reduce population, it'll save money. That's a predatory implosion economy. That's a cannibalistic economy. That's a win-lose economy on a win-win. And the fact that the West is dying and doesn't have enough people to take care of their parents, to pay into the Social Security system, that's the reason, not only because the bankers have stolen all the money to begin with, but that's the reason you're being euthanized, is because your money that you put in your pensions is to be stolen through inflation, through taxes, and through outright seizure. I mean, they announced last week they're raiding what's left of the federal pension funds and putting IOUs in it. The money's gone. And when you do get it, it's going to be in inflated garbage. It's not going to be worth one-tenth of what it was supposed to be. But they'll do it over a decade so most people don't notice it. People don't notice creeping death, creeping corruption. They notice a frontal assault. I've told the story of, you know, personally in my life and seeing in other people's lives, people will get violently angry if you walk across their yard. Or if your dog goes to the bathroom in their yard. We had neighbors, when we moved because of it, would come over and say, your cat's going to the bathroom in our yard. And we'd say, we don't have a cat. And the old woman said, I know about you and your TV show. I know your cat's doing it. And I knew right then she was a mentally ill servant of evil. And I could have, you know, so we don't have a cat, shut up. But I could tell she was going to start making stuff up and really getting evil. I know when to hold them, know when to fold them, because other stuff she was saying. So I just looked at her and I said, where is it? Anytime it happens, I'll clean it up. And went over in their little piles under some bushes where some cat was burying its. And my wife said, that's crazy. And I said, look, put the house up for sale right now. They don't want us here. They're going to make stuff up. Well, let's go. You know, let's stand up against them. Let's sue them. And I'm like, no, let's just move. Can you imagine being this kind of person? Let's just get out of here. I don't want to be close to it. And now I'm out in the country. And, you know, I got a neighbor firing machine guns every day, and sometimes I hear them ricocheting around and stuff. But that's the price of freedom, because I can't live so far out in the middle, you know, that there's nobody around me. I don't have the money to buy some Ponderosa. But quite frankly, it's the sound of freedom. It sounds like the neighbor has artillery simulators going off some days, though. But then I found out they're filming a reality TV show next door, so I guess that's what's going on. The point is that I'm digressing off into stories, as I always do. But look at this story. Holder, no cover-up in Fast and Furious, no effort to hide details of the operation. And Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and read my lips, no new taxes, and there are WMDs and anthrax in Iraq and all the rest of it. Fox News is reporting Attorney General Eric Holder vigorously denied a cover-up by the Justice Department. He's been caught perjuring himself, by the way. Operation Fast and Furious, telling a House panel investigating the botched, it wasn't botched, it was designed to ship guns into blame the Second Amendment. Gun-running program that he was had nothing to hide, and suggesting the probe is a political effort to embarrass the administration. But see, the globalists have News Corps in England with all their hacking and spying criminality. So Fox News dare not go for the juggler on Obama. After all, Rupert Murdoch gave money to Hillary Clinton and Obama. It's all just part of a stage left-right deal. There's no attempt of any kind to cover up, Holder told lawmakers, well into the hearing about whether he had been forthright in responding to requests of the House Oversight and Government Relations Committee for now a year, led by Chairman Daryl Issa. Republican California. We're not going to be hiding behind any kind of privileges or anything, he said. Yeah, they're not claiming executive privilege. They're just saying we can't find all these documents. Folks, I've been telling the controlled prostitute media for over a year now. They were having press conferences in 2009 and 2010. This broke in early 2011. About guns into Mexico from the U.S., and that's why they wanted to ban semi-autos and assault rifles and how many guns you could sell. They were already doing fake stings at the Austin Gun Show with illegals with fake IDs, with private sellers and sending them to jail. We told you this was happening before it was on the news because of our intel. And there were press conferences with Holder talking about the program, but not saying that they were the ones shipping the guns. So they've been caught lying. So has Mr. Napolitano. I mean, Mr. Madam Napolitano. Miss, Madam, Mr. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are here live back Sundays 4 to 6. All right, here's what I want to do. I do want to take some calls this segment on any of the news items I've mentioned, any of the things I've gotten into. I'm going to cover a few more here in a moment. But what do you think about the story? And it's the top big link on DrudgeReport.com. It's from Infowars.com, another Paul Joseph Watson article. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search team to be out in force before Sunday's game. Let me go over a little bit of this for you. And she's going to be on the Jumbotron saying, don't trust your neighbors, only trust us that make money off the naked body scanners. They're going to grope every one of the poor idiots that goes in there. It's all part of your slave training. The TSA is now setting up checkpoints outside the airport, on the roads coming in, the parking lots. This giant power grab. Despite acknowledging there are no credible or specific threats to the safety of the 2012 Super Bowl Indianapolis on Sunday, the TSA is training thousands of fast food sellers, it's all part of the Stasi Society, to spot terrorists under the First Observer program. They've got the pastors trained to spy on you under clergy response teams, executives trained to spy under InfraGuard. And it's incredible. I mean, I just paid somebody for like the 20th, 50th, I don't know, upteenth time I've bought books from them. And because the check was more than $10,000, they said they're going to hold it for weeks and have opened a big investigation. I mean, this is how America works. And they said, well, I need that money. I printed the books and sent them to them. And they tell them, sorry, Homeland Security, Patriot Act. And you go rent a car. Every time I go rent a car. Hi, where are you going? I'm here just going to San Francisco. Well, what are you here doing? And of course, you're in line hearing them ask the same question everybody in front of you. It takes 10 times longer. And just to play along, I'm like, okay, well, I'm with the media. I'm actually going to Santa Cruz. This is when I flew a year and a half ago out to visit some affiliates and give a speech. Oh, really? You're media? What kind of media? I thought you were going to San Francisco. Well, yeah, I'm going to San Francisco first. Oh, and I go, listen, I know you think you're real smart and you're a little blonde and you're a little dress and you're a little secret agent that fantasizes about stuff when you watch cop shows on TV. And this is Patriot Act compliance, Homeland Security, and you're putting in a database everywhere I'm going and doing, and you're trying to assess me. Listen, I just want to rent the stinking car. You know full well it says History Channel paid for it. You know full well who I am already. And she goes, oh, but I do see the History Channel on their credit card, but I'm going to have yours too. And, of course, then she didn't charge them, charged me, and it got all snafu, and I ended up having to pay for the Suburban. But side issue, she showed me. And then she goes, is this your address? And I'd moved. And I just said, yeah, that's the address of my license. She goes, but this is your real address. And I said, just enjoy the police state. And I said, and drink lots of bisphenol A. I mean, again, little twinkly-eyed, just like Nazis. They all get off on it. They all get off on the enforcement. It's so sick. And I know exactly where it goes. Meanwhile, the underwear bombers put on the plane by the U.S. government on record. We broke that with eyewitnesses a month and a half before it was admitted in Congress. The Times Square bomber was protected by the government. Major Hassan was protected by the government. Look this up. They declared national security, the Fort Hood shooter. The shoe bomber was protected by the government. This is SWAT guy, MI6, ran with patsies they set up as part of a drill, the 7-7 London bombings. That's come out Fox News, London Telegraph, BBC, years after I told you. It's all in my film Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Al-Qaeda's been given Libya. Al-Qaeda's been given control now of areas of Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. They're now using Al-Qaeda, and the L.A. Times admits it, against Assad and the Syrians in a major Western proxy war to overthrow that, and now Hillary's saying invade. They're using them against Iran. And the point is that Al-Qaeda was created by the New World Order. They were used against the Serbs to take over Kosovo. They were used against the Russians. And Brzezinski's written two books. It's a big Brzezinski bragging about it. And I've shown you the quotes. And so it's obnoxious when a cop pulls me over and says, you got any drugs or anything in the car? And I'm like, no, I don't have the products publicly brought in and admitted in six different congressional commissions by the U.S. government. It's the same thing when some power-tripping control freak wants to rub all over my chest and grab my genitals at the airport because Al-Qaeda, it's baloney. It's a hoax, and I can't take it anymore. I mean, that's why when they're like, go to the body scanner. No, there's radiation. No, there's not. I'm like, you guys have been caught lying. Johns Hopkins didn't say these don't have radiation. Congress is trying to pass a law to make you follow radiation rules right now. Don't sit there because they lied to you and lie to me. I'm not bad because I don't want to get in your microwave oven. And I'm not bad that I don't want you touching all over me. The airline pilots refused. They would get mad. They'd get in fights. They'd throw up. Other TSA workers, they'd make fun of each other's genitals, so they got in fist fights. They're robbing people. Who do you think? People that are desperate for a job or people that are want to get into a control freak operation? And they always, when you say no to them, they call over the attack dog who comes over and gets off on bowing up on people all day for their tiny little shriveled egos. Let me tell you, this gets to me. This gets to me. Last night, Ted Anderson flies in. We meet him in a restaurant, my wife and children and I. We have dinner. We drive out to my farmhouse. My wife drives home in the car. I ride over with Ted in the rent car he's in. And Ted goes, yeah, in Minneapolis, they've got all the scanners, you know, turned off. You know, I fly every month, as you know. I fly a lot. Ted was saying to me, and they're turned off in Newark. They're turned off in Minnesota. But he goes, everybody was being forced through them at Bergstrom in Austin. He goes, when I went through, I stopped and watched. And I said, yeah, I know. I've heard that. And you know why? It's because state reps got angry in Dallas having their kids groped. We almost passed laws against it, and they want us to know. And reportedly, they're trying to make people not even be able to fly and throwing you out when you say, I don't want to be groped. I mean, they're there like, you don't like it? We're going to force you. They know Austin is the city council commission. The transportation commission said, remove them. They're dangerous. We don't want it. And the feds said, you don't have jurisdiction in our jurisdiction. So they know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. And I'm going to tell you poor TSA people something, because I know you're not all bad. I have flown all over the country, and about half the time they're listeners. And I've had them say, you know, you don't want to go through that, Alex. Everybody scan that one. Go through that one. Hey, like what you're doing. Hey, we're going to get unionized. I'm worried about the scanners. Can I have your autograph? I understand. I mean, I had a bunch of people that quit as TSA agents come to our protest, or our storming of the Texas Capitol. We don't ask permission. We just storm it. That made national news, and good job. We almost got it passed. You know, that the law is enforced that you can't grope people. A sworn, bonded state police officer or FBI agent who are actually sworn and bonded in the court and duly empowered in their limited powers cannot stick their hands down your pants unless there is an absolute emergency life-threatening thing. All right, I'm already digressing. It's just totally lawless. That's why they created a new agency. And I mean, it's federal law. You've got to have a radiation officer and radiation monitors and badges around X-ray equipment. They just ignore that. And now they've got sevenfold increases in cancer at Boston, Logan, where they first put them in 9 years ago. Look it up. And when the TSA agents complain and want health care and want workers' comp, they're told it's a conspiracy theory, and there's a bunch of lawsuits, and then they quietly settle with them. But most of them die, so what does it matter? And they're getting cataracts, they're getting testicular cancer, and they're getting breast cancer. What tissues do you think it hits? I mean, look it up. Sevenfold increase. I mean, I always wonder how there's no radiation badges in the past when they sit there and run them through with only light shielding around the X-ray machine. There's not a door closing. There's X-ray stuff blasting out of there on everybody. What about all this government obsession about wear masks on airplanes and everybody's thermometer tested and face scanned for heat when the flu's there? But they have everyone at the most busy airports in the world, with people coming from third world nations with Ebola and every other disease and bubonic plague and rotavirus and all of this. And they have you take your shoes off and walk through it. I never had athlete's foot since I quit swimming in Dallas and playing football. I had athlete's foot constantly when I played sports. No matter if my parents bought me new shoes every 6 months, my dad said, put Desinex on, wear socks, change socks repeatedly. I had athlete's foot all the time as an athlete until I learned to leave my shoes on at the gym when I was, got out of high school and go home and take a shower. Never had athlete's foot again until the last 8-9 years with the taking the shoes off. And every time I walk through now, I have to go get my bag and I pull it right up. And every time I forget I get athlete's foot, I got to get a fresh pair out, take those socks, throw them in the trash, because they've got every mutation and variant of fungus you can imagine, especially in L.A. They got stuff that'll eat your feet there. I mean, I've got athlete's foot going through L.A. I don't know what it is. By the time you get home 4 hours later, your feet are bright red, skin peeling, stuff coming up on it. So I learned, I walk through, I take my socks off, I throw them in the trash, I put fresh socks on, loaded with Desinex. I mean, literally, it's a biohazard. When I'm leaving now to fly somewhere, I have to get ready for humiliation. I have to get in there in the bathroom. My wife hates how it smells. I get the Desinex out, and I get the pair of socks I'm going to be using after I go through, and I go, and put it in there and get it all ready. an antifungal and have those socks, and then I have to go through the thing, they admit they don't change their stinking gloves until the shift changes. I watch them going in pants, going in waistbands. I mean, just these disgusting looking slobs that I see them going in their pants and rubbing all over. And then they come over with these gloves. I'm like, we're going to search you now. And I'm like, don't touch my genitals or I'm going to sue you and take and change gloves. If you wish. Well, you want gloves to touch me, punk. Why do I have to have everybody else you touch on me? And I only let him do it once because I wanted to get out of there, and he didn't touch my genitals, but he was rubbing on my chest. I've only had a doctor's maybe four times in my life when I've had checkups. I don't go to the doctor. Touch on me. And let me tell you, I didn't like it, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't like it one bit. And he was obviously enjoying it. You'd have to enjoy it. Talking to me. And I'm just, I got to go right here. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. And I got angry last night. We get out of the car. I'm taking Ted in the house. You show him the guest bedroom, everything. And he's going, what's wrong? I'm just nothing. The TSA. This morning I'm angry. I'm snapping at my wife and kids. And you know what? It's the TSA. It's like Jesse Ventura said. He said, I was wondering why I was getting so angry and why I was blowing up at everybody. But I'm normally not like that. And he goes, it's the TSA. It's the TSA. Because it's weird as a man to have laughing people who all know who you are, with Ventura when I've flown with him, rubbing on his genitals right in front of me. And he's just going, this is East Germany. I can't stand it. And they're going, I mean, this is what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave has turned into. This is what we are. And, you know, I'm tempted to drive out to Orlando, but I don't have the time to drive for 2-3 days. And then I just know cops are going to pull over the RV. I mean, it happened last time. I just cannot be left alone by idiots in uniforms telling me they're keeping me safe when you're not. You're not. You may be a good person, cop, but you work for criminals. A German soldier may have been a nice guy. You work for Hitler. A Soviet soldier, I'm sure, was nice. You work for Joe Stalin. So you're the enemy. I'm sorry. This government's illegitimate, and I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I am angry, folks. I am angry. I mean, now, over this TSA and government thing, man, I've always been a really nice guy. But I feel like I'm 18 years old again, back when I wasn't looking for fights, but if you just don't cross me. And that's my problem now. And it's just an anger issue, and I'm praying to God to just give me some control. Because let me tell you something. I can't take being a slave. And I'm getting mad. And I know you're getting mad. It'd be one thing if there'd just been a bank robbery and they knew it was in an area where there was only two escapes on highways and the cops shut the highways down. Whatever. Run up to a checkpoint, searching all the cars. That's once a year. That's a specific thing. You don't, that's probable cause. That's an emergency situation. You don't shut the whole world down and say to go to a ball game, even high school games or anywhere. They're now groping people at UT football games. I had family go, no, don't you want to take the kids to a UT game? It's fun. I like football. I like UT. My grandpa went there and played for UT and was roommates with, who was the first Dallas Cowboys coach, played for Vince Lombardi? Whatever his name is. Tom Landry. I like football. The point is, I'm not going to go take my kids so you can grab their genitals. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Oh, I got all this other news. I mean, the head of the Justice Department is telling us like we're morons that, oh, I didn't lie. We're not hiding anything. And they're like, well, release all the info. We can't find it. They're caught lying. They're caught lying. But the Republicans are involved in pre-Fast and Furious stuff, so they can't fully go after them. They're just scoring political points. And that's why the corruption has become systemic. It is not Land of the Free, Home of the Brave to have the hot dog sellers and the peanut sellers and the Coke sellers, Coca-Cola sellers, spying on you. And it's everywhere now. Everywhere you go, they ask you questions. Oh, what's your TV for? And I'm like, you're supposed to ask me this and put it down on the computer? I mean, you go try to have a child, and they've got the head nurse there interrogating you. Everyone putting it in the health department computer right in front of you like you're stupid and don't know. You got plenty of money? Got a place to stay? Listen, I'm here paying money to have the kid here. Just everything is a prison with the corrupt, murdering government spies getting off on their little petty position. They're all imagining their Jack Bauer. They're all imagining this stuff. I mean, I sat there when I had to fly out to Vegas to do some interviews with Ventura last year for like 30 minutes while five people in front of me. It was a different rental car company, but same deal. It was all these rental car companies all doing the same thing. While they, where are you going? What's you doing? Oh, who are you visiting? Oh, let me ask you about that. Let me ask you. And when I got up there, I said, you know full well this is paid for by Time Warner. I know if you're giving me my rent car, and don't sit there and ask me questions, or I'm going to go get a cab. Okay? Don't ask me your questions. And the guy hits his manager, and they go, no, let him go. And I looked around everybody, and I said, you think this is what America's about, getting 20 questions all day here? You think this is what it's about? This is what living in a third world / East German hellhole is, and I don't like it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Just going to get worse. You know, I got an RV. And so, well, I'll just drive around to affiliates in the country. I run to checkpoints on highways. They got them over 100 miles into the nation. The illegals are let right through. Citizens who've never left the country are screamed at like filth. The criminal government wants to break your will. They want to taser you for jogging in a park. They want to taser you for not answering their question and violating your Fifth Amendment. It's all about domination, and they teach the police that. And you know what? Cops, great. Go along with the system. They're going to dominate you. They're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take your house. And they're going to take a lot of your lives through their soft kill weapons and the food and water. Now, I've got a lot of other news here, obviously, that we need to go over as well. Speaking of serious danger to our society, the U.S. seeks to play down Panetta's Afghan comments when he said that they'll be pulled out by mid-2013. They always say they're going to be pulled out in a year and a half, 2 years. That's standard stalling. They want that $500 billion in opium money. Continuing, is Israel preparing to attack Iran? Washington Post, and now Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has a lot on his mind these days, from cutting the defense budget to managing the drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. But his biggest worry is the growing possibility of an Israeli attack on Iran. And then it goes on to say Panetta believes the likelihood is strong that Israel will attack Iran in April, May, or June. And now they're saying that Iran may attack the United States and Israel first. And they could attack on their own, or something could be staged and blamed on them. And I read to you the Brookings Institute and others putting out big white papers saying it'd be great to have a provocation. And we know Gulf of Tonkin was staged, a lot of other events were staged, and we know that big CFR member Gary Hart wrote a letter to Ahmed Dinajid 5 years ago saying, we will stage terror attacks and blame them on you, so you better do what you're told. Just type in Gary Hart letter to Ahmed Dinajid, and in fact, type that in, folks. It's Huffington Post is where he publicly published it, open letter to him. So that's how dumb they think we are. Russia threatens to veto UN Syria draft. They're talking about actually having peacekeeping forces invade, kind of like they did in Libya, to back up al-Qaeda taking over the country. I'm not a fan of Assad, but you're going to replace him with al-Qaeda? Oh, boy, I tell you. They just think we're idiots. I mean, they can't even get their script right. We've got to give our rights up because of al-Qaeda, but then al-Qaeda works for the globalists. Kurt Nimmo's got an article on Infowars.com. Iran defiant, threatens retaliation over oil sanctions, and says they were going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions on the contracts are going to start hitting in the next 2 months, because contracts are always about 3-4 months out, and of course they hit a month ago. Now here's another headline. U.S. uses depleted uranium, makes graveyards in Afghanistan, just incredible birth defects and problems going on there, according to medical reports coming out. Our own troops are coming back and having off-the-charts deformities and cancers. But the government hates your guts, so what do you expect? We're all just trash to the New World Order. Now, here's another article by Paul Joseph Watson, and it links to Strat4 and other intelligence groups. U.S. warns Iran not to fight back against Israeli attack. Can you imagine how outrageous it would be if Iran fought back? That's terrorism. In fact, that's what cops now say. If they punch you in the nose, don't even raise your arm or it's assault. Goes on, a U.S. warship remains the Strait of Hormuz amidst simmering tensions. And they've told Iran's diplomatic channels, you will take these strikes or we will nuke you if you fight back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.